Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. We're looking forward to this journey along with you. Let me remind you, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your dialogue, discussion, your questions, your comments as we face the issues today. We're going to be talking about the right to life. Do we have the right to live? How about the unborn in the mother's womb? Is there a right for that individual, for that child, for that human being that God created? Is there a right? We're finding more and more in the society which we're living in today where there's a mindset from the cradle to the grave that government has the authority over the life of an individual. I'm here to tell you that God created us, and it's God that breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And it's only God that can take life. It's only God that can that gives life. And therefore, we need to be very, very careful with who we put in leadership role over us as our political leaders, as we call them. So many of them today disregard God's word. And therefore, they do not look at life as being valuable. We're going to be talking about that during the course of this broadcast today. But before we get into the essence of today's broadcast, let me remind you that tomorrow we have Dr. Stephen Grable that will be on our campus. He'll be doing a lecture series for about three and a half hours on the subject of our immune system, on COVID-19, the vaccination, whether or not it is good or bad, whether we should take it or not. Dr. Grable will be talking about the mask, whether masks are beneficial or harmful for the individual to wear. So I want you to be here. It's a no-charge seminar. It is open to the public. We're looking forward to having you join with us. It's located on our church, on our church campus. It's located. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine. That's 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. We're exactly 1 mile south of I-295, 3.5 miles north of I-95, right here in the heart of Mandarin. And so we look forward to having you be with us. We can seat probably 300-350 people. So if you're more than that, might have to stand to listen, but we're looking forward to it being open doors. The doors will be open at 9 o'clock, have coffee and donuts at 9 o'clock, 9:30 sharp. The seminar starts. We're looking forward to having you join us for that great seminar. I believe it will be efficacious for everyone that participates. There are a lot of people that are confused about the hysteria and the fear and the fright that's going around in relationship to COVID-19. There's the move today to force everyone to wear a mask, and somehow, some way, there's a feeling that if you've got a mask on, you're greatly protected. Do those masks protect against COVID-19, et cetera, et cetera? Dr. Grable will be addressing all of those issues, so we're looking forward to having you with us tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth book. It's the Lord Jesus that said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's only by staying in the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. It is constantly being in, constantly studying, constantly meditating on the word that we shall know the truth. And it's knowing the truth that's going to set us free. And then Jesus himself said in John 14:6, I am truth. It is the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it goes beyond that, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that we need to understand today, ought to be the very lamp to our feet and the light unto our pathway. It is the truth of the word of God that we need to hang on to. It is true. Nevertheless, as George Orwell, the secularist, said so many years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. That's the reason I emphasize so often on this broadcast the need to go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. This broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, stands for the truth. We stand on the truth of the Word of God. And I believe one of the great things that's needed in society today around the globe, and especially here in America, is the truth, taking a stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment as well as lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, America has lost, it seems, our 45th president, not in death, but in a coup to overthrow him. The election has been stolen. You can't call it anything else but that. But ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has stood firm for faith and family and for our freedoms in America. I believe more than any other president in our history. Now, I don't know about you. I'm still less than 100 years old, and I don't know of any other president that stood any more firmly for faith and family and for our freedom. He's done more for life in the womb. He's done more to protect the unborn child than any other president I know of in the history of the United States of America. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris stands for the murder of babies in the mother's womb. They stand for abortion right up until the day of moment of delivery, and even beyond. Here's an article that says, Biden and Harris abortions late in pregnancy. This article reads in part, Kamala Harris speaks to reporters as Joe Biden looks on in Wilmington, Delaware. And this article says, yes, the Democratic ticket, this is Kamala Harris speaking, would protect abortion at any stage of pregnancy. Further in the article, it says Joe Biden and Kamala Harris believe that abortion should be legal even in the late days of pregnancy. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are strong supporters of Roe versus Wade. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have each sponsored bills that appear to keep abortion late in pregnancy, even if the Supreme Court were to change its mind on Roe versus Wade in the future. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, the political party, the Democrat platform, endorses, quote, reproductive health rights and justice, including safe and legal abortion, and opposes any federal or state laws that create barriers to reproductive health and rights. It endorses taxpayer funding of abortion as well. The endorsements are not qualified, no limitations set on the stage of pregnancy. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris say that they believe abortion in late pregnancy should never be prohibited in any fashion. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, even as Christians and conservatives and patriots today, we see at this juncture no possibility of having anything other than a Biden-Harris leadership role for the United States of America. Here's another article that simply states this. Headline, Joe Biden endorses abortion under any circumstances, in a statement that he made after the SCOTUS ruling, in a statement praising the Supreme Court for striking down a Louisiana law requiring doctors who provide abortions to have admitting privileges at a local hospital. 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden announced his support for abortion under any circumstances. Ladies and gentlemen, it is antithetical to anything that's called religious liberties and freedom and faith and family in the United States of America under that type of leadership. Now, I understand, and perhaps you're saying, well, we can't do anything about it. We can pray. We can ask God to intercede. We can ask God to give victory even in the midst of the storm. I'm looking at an article, and I'll not take time to read it. We have a very special guest we're going to be interviewing in just a moment. Here's an article that says, the five most shocking abortion policies of Biden, Harris openly support and about to instigate in America. It is a frightening article when it talks about, we read about what they're planning and what they're wanting to do. And I am absolutely concerned about the direction of America in the future days and the future years as a result of this new administration coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist media and the socialist Marxist Democrats continue to weaponize COVID-19 by constantly giving us numbers, the numbers of deaths each day. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, the most horrific fact is that nearly 42%, listen carefully, nearly 42% of all deaths worldwide last year were from abortion. More than 42 million deaths by way of abortion. You've not heard that on the news. You've not heard that in the hysteria by the Marxist media. You've not heard any statement about that. 42 million. Think of that, ladies and gentlemen. 42 million human beings murdered in the mother's womb, helpless to protect themselves. 42 million murders. Jay Sekulow of the ACLJ just announced that a California jury has awarded the abortion giant Planned Parenthood $13 million in a suit that has come to fruition, and ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, now appealing this court's decision. President Trump, ladies and gentlemen, was successful in reducing the amount of federal funds for Planned Parenthood. He was successful in doing so. In fact, I'll not belabor the point, but again, may I say, our 45th president, President Donald J. Trump, has been the most favored president in the United States of America in relationship to faith, family, freedom, and the future of America, and for protecting the unborn. Here's an article that says, Supreme Court sides with President Trump's administration in the abortion dispute. United States Supreme Court reinstated a requirement Tuesday that women seeking to obtain abortion pills must pick up the pills in person from a hospital or medical office rather than receiving them by mail. And that's a victory, ladies and gentlemen, that you've not heard about on the news. That's a victory that socialist Marxist media has not told us about. That's another one of the victories through the Trump administration for the protection of our families. I don't know of anything else that is undermining the foundation of America any more than the abortion mills in America and the destruction of human life. Ladies and gentlemen, it's God that created life. It's God that created us in His image. It's God that breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And it's only God that can take life. It's only God that has the authority over life. Ladies and gentlemen, Hebrews 9:27 says, it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Let me just give you a little brief Greek lesson. In the Greek text, it's in the aorist tense. And in the aorist tense, it means at a point in time past, before you were ever thought of, before I was ever thought of, before we're ever in the mother's womb, God had predetermined when we would be born and when we will die. It is God and only God as the sovereign of this universe that has the authority over life and death. And no murder mills, no abortion operatives, not even Planned Parenthood, no physician, no governmental authority should have the right or the say-so to institute any legislative process that would undermine what God has the authority over and no one else. I believe God's going to judge America for how we treat the child in the womb and how we treat the elderly that are helpless to help themselves. I believe God will judge America, if nothing else, on those two very prominent points that is antithetical to anything that's called biblical integrity and biblical truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my delight today to have with us a lady that is going to talk about these issues It is one that is very, very special to her heart. She's involved in the pro-life movement. Susanna Lynn, let me just give you a little of her background before we bring her to the microphone to address these issues and have some dialogue and discussion on it. Susanna Lynn is a gospel music singer and songwriter. In addition to working in the church office, Susanna's debut album reached the top five Christian album of the year. She is now performing her pro-life single, I Am Alive, to change the hearts and minds and legislation to protect the lives of the unborn. Throughout her life, Susanna has dedicated her time to helping those who are in need, assisting single mothers, becoming self-sufficient in their work, teaching English in the as the second language to the immigrants aspiring to become U.S. citizens, and continually standing up, ladies and gentlemen, for the right to life of the unborn baby. Currently, she is in the process of recording her new Christian song on another album at Studio 19, The Sound Kitchen, in Nashville, Tennessee. Susanna, we're delighted to have you with us today on Let's Face the Issues. If you would, please just take a moment as we welcome you to our audience on Let's Face the Issues. Take a moment, Susanna. Tell us something about let the audience know something about your interest in what you're doing, your passion for the unborn, and so forth. Welcome to Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here and have this opportunity, so thank you very much. Well, I think that one of the main things I'd like to just start off with is the misconception what people have about what it means to be pro-life, because that is my driving force in my life. I feel that God put me on this journey, and early on, I was persecuted. even interviews with a local newspaper, they interviewed me, and every time I used the word pro-life, the editor in the final copy changed the word pro-life to anti-abortion. And that's really a falsehood, because the word pro-life means to protect the life of the elderly, the infirmed, and the preborn. Yes. So I belong to a life team, and that's what we do. We have to stand up for, as it says scripturally, to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, defend the rights of those who have nothing. And that's Proverbs 31:8. And I live by that, and that's what our life team lives by. And so I think that's really important that we know what does it mean to be pro-life. Now, the elderly are being attacked, of course, because people are trying to get legislation such as they have in Canada about, you know, ending their lives legally, committing suicide with a doctor's help. So, you know, that's another of the three-pronged approach we have for protecting life. But abortion, as you said, is one of the main areas that we have to really focus on, because this is where the most vulnerable human beings are being attacked, assaulted, and this is being celebrated. I mean, we saw Governor Cuomo laughing with these women as they were signing a bill to end the lives of babies up to the moment of birth. And that was a signal to me that this is not getting better. It's getting worse. We're going in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. And then you take the governor of Virginia, where the governor of Virginia, a former pediatrician, and yet his position today is that even after the child is born, as he used the term, and I'll quote him, we'll place that baby on a table, keep him comfortable until the mother and the physician decide whether he lives or dies. And that is a barbaric statement for anybody in the United States of America that I would have never dreamed 50 years ago that we would have been facing today. But Susanna, there is some good news. If I can interject this, I'm looking at an article that says Missouri becomes the first abortion-free state as last remaining abortion facility quits offering procedures. Then the article briefly reads, Missouri has become the first nation abortion-free state after its last remaining abortion clinic allegedly stopped terminating pregnancies this year, a pro-life group has discovered. According to Operation Rescue investigative report on the nationwide status of abortion facilities in 2020, a total of 45 abortion facilities closed or halted abortion nationwide in 2020, leaving one state without an active abortion facility, and that is Missouri.
Beautiful.
We need to thank God for that. I'm thankful
for
that.
We
pray that more states will have that as their claim to fame in the future. I'm looking forward
to that. I am as well. That's wonderful news. Thank you. You made my day.
Amen.
So that's a good direction we're going in there.
Absolutely.
In Missouri.
Absolutely. Tell us, Susanna, if you will, the term pro-life, and you and I both understand that. Perhaps our listeners do not. But pro-life, what does it mean to you in general terms, and then narrow it down to your focus on what your life and ministry is doing today?
Okay. Well, I base everything I do knowing that life is from God. It's as if you said, as you said in your introduction, God created man in his own image, the image of God. He created him male and female. And I get that from Genesis and Genesis 1:27, and also in Psalms, for the your inward parts. He formed our inward parts. And it says, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. So that forms the basis of where I'm coming from. I know that life comes from God, and that's unfortunately the problem with the legislators who are making these laws. They don't believe that, obviously. It's glaringly obvious, because they are trying to be God. They are trying to say that they can end life when they want. And they're ignoring, even in the secular world, if they ignore biologically about the baby, you know, that's one of the biggest attacks that I get. People will say to me, it's a woman's body, and she has the right to choose. I've heard that thousands of times since I started this work in 2016. But actually, the woman's body is separate from the baby's. Immediately upon conception, the baby has completely different DNA from the mother. At 8.5 weeks, the baby even has fingerprints. And so they're ignoring not just the secular view of biology. This is a child separate from the mother's womb. But they are ignoring the fact that God gives life. And so God takes life. And I completely have to meditate on God's word day and night to keep me strong, because the attacks are strong. This is a battle of good versus evil. God is good.
Absolutely.
And what they're doing is evil. And
it's a demonic battle.
It is a demonic battle. They are following Satan. And
Susanna, would you agree to this? It is my most humble opinion that what we're seeing in the abortion movement today, the murder by way of abortion, and it is murder, and what we're seeing today in the death, premeditated taking of the life of the elderly, it is simply because we have a whole system where there's a belief that we are just beings that have evolved. It goes back to evolution. Evolution, I believe, is the most fundamental cause of what we're seeing today, with the the view of life as being inconsequential, and that man can take life. Would you think? Do you think there's a nexus there with that?
That man can take life? Excuse me?
No, simply because of the view of evolution, that we're just evolved beings. That we're not, that if we remove the fact that God created us, then life has no value. Life is in the hands of the choice and decision of man. And that is simply antithetical to Scripture. So would you agree that there is a nexus with evolution and abortion?
Yes, absolutely. They use that, and they're pushing that evolution. There's actually, in Kentucky, there is a creation museum up there, and I had a friend whose husband was feeling that same way, and they went there, and he came home a different person, because when you see the proof through Scripture, when you actually know what's going on, and you get the truth, because the truth is very clouded in this world, and Jesus said we were going to face a lot of trouble, and we do. We get bombarded with lies continually. Yes, that is what they use, is the fact that we evolved. But there is, and that's another whole subject I could get on, but we don't have time today. But I absolutely am glad that you brought that up, because that's what they are pushing to justify that life is not from God. We just evolved. But what I say is, hey, if you say that it just evolved out of it, well, where did the dirt come from that you talk about getting evolved from? Where did it come from? Who made that?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
There's usually no answer. God made whatever we are, God made it. And, yeah, so that's another whole issue. But, yes, I believe that they are using that.
Well, Susanna, but, there's a question that begs to be asked and should be answered, and perhaps our listeners need to hear that. Should believers, should Christians be pro-life?
Absolutely. You can't be a Christian without being pro-life. I truly believe that. You know, I have a lot of Catholic friends as well who say that that is right at their heart, but they're Democrats. And I'm like, how could you truly be a Democrat if you see what the party stands for and be a Catholic that is Democrat? It doesn't mix. It cannot. It's the antithesis. So it's the same way. If you are a Christian, you know, that's just one part of the, you know, like I said, I zeroed in on Catholics just because many of my friends, you know, talk this way. And we love each other, but we have different views. And I continually pray that they'll change their minds. But as Christians, I just think that's at our core. If we are not pro-life, how can we possibly say that we are Christians? That is the foundation where our life comes from. Who gives it and who takes it? Without that, we are not Christians.
Absolutely. This is the reason I've said if the average person, and during the course of this wild 2020, if I can simply call it that, and all that America faced and all that we as Christians faced, if we can just simply think for a moment in relationship to the major position of what I call the socialist Marxist Democrats, if you could look at their plank, if you could look at the planks in their agenda and say, I'm a Christian and I'm a Democrat, it's antithetical. It's an oxymoron. Mm-hmm. It's an impossibility, in my most humble opinion, to be a Christian believing the Word of God as being the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's an impossibility to believe that and also say that I am a Catholic, not a Catholic, say I'm a Democrat. It's an impossibility to say that. And yet there are a lot of Christians today that voted for Joe Biden on the basis that, well, he's all right. He just happens to, I just happen to disagree a little bit. Well, that's not sufficient as a Christian. We need to stand on the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you have a question or comment, you'd like to jump in the dialogue and the discussion, let's do so today. We're talking with Susanna Lynn. Susanna Lynn is an advocate for the right to life and stands for life, both for the life in the womb and for the elderly. And we're talking about that today because it is so vital for us to understand. Susanna, I believe Sunday the 17th is a special day on the calendar for Christians. Tell us about that.
The 17th, well, we have several dates in January, but President Reagan had proclaimed that this would be, you know, we have a pro-life, protecting life, stand for life, a human sanctity of life day. And churches, however, will be celebrating on the 24th. Most churches will be celebrating Sanctity of Life Sunday on the 24th. But we have a march in Washington, D.C., which will be the annual March for Life. And I think it's especially important that we do this. If you can't show up, have your local organizations get together, and I have more information on my website that I'll be posting about that. But wonderful. It's very important that we stand up and we do what we need to do, and that's show up.
Susanna, hang on for a moment. We're going to have a one-minute top of the hour news break. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial. We'll be right back with Let's Face the Issues right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.